Okay, today's daf is Yevamos Mem Beis, and we are holding at the very bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbana. We learned in a Braisa, Yevamos Shechaltzu Lo Achim B'toch Shlosha. So we learned that you had to wait 3 months from the termination of the previous marriage. So in a case where the Yevama does it within the 3 months after, since he died, she still needs to wait 3 months before marrying, on the top of Amud Aleph. La'achar shlosha, if they did the chalitza after 3 months, ain't tzricha lahamtin shlosha chadashim. She doesn't need to wait 3 months. At that point, she can get married immediately. Have a hashlosha chadashim she'amru. Okay, so Gemara makes a deal like this. These 3 months that we said, when they come, when they counted from mishas misas habal, from the time that the husband had died, v'lo mishas chalitzas hayavim, and not from the time when the yavim does the chalitza. So my shnami get. So how is this different in the case of a get? Derav om mishas nesina ushmul omer mishas ksiva. Right, when it's a get, so Rav said we count the 3 months when he actually gave over the get to her. And Shmuel says that the 3 months start at the time of the ksiva, the time of actually writing the get. So if this man and woman would have yichud together after the get was written, then the get's no good anymore, right? So we see there's no concern that they had yichud from that time. So that's why Shmuel says that the 3 months start from the time of the ksiva. What about Rav? What did Rav say? Rav said time is the actual giving of it. So Rav says, even so, we still count from the time when it's officially terminated and not from the point when there was no possibility for becoming me'uberes. So why is the Braisa doesn't say that also when a woman comes to Yibum, so then we should count it from Chalitza, right? In other words, that's the only... That's the point when the marriage is fully, severed from the Chalitza. So he continues on Rava, Kal v'chomer, right? Talking about a Yavama, everybody's going to agree that we count from the time when the husband died. What's the Kal v'chomer? Issa karis hitarta. Issa lav l'kol shekein, right? If karis, right? If you'd have relations with his brother's wife and she's really meuberes from her previous husband, from his brother, right? Her previous husband, and she's not Yibum. That's karis. So that the potential is a karis we allow after 3 months. Then the isra lav, just waiting 3 months, l'kol shekein. So how much more so we should allow that? So again, then it comes out that even according to Rav, that would agree in this case that we would count from the time when the husband died. The Rishonim point out that this version wouldn't necessarily work in the case of a get, because she's really fully married until she actually gets the get from her husband. Okay, v'chein sharkol hanashim, right? All other women, they can't do the erusin, they can't do the kiddushin until they've waited the 3 months. Someone says bishlema yavama. Okay, I understand why yavama has to wait kedamar. That's what we said already, because we're all concerned that maybe she's really pregnant and the child's a ben kayama, and therefore then that's a major isser if of aishas ach. If she would really pregnant. Ella sharkol nashim amai. But what's the reason with all of the women? Why can't they remarry? Even if they are pregnant again. So Amr of Nachman Amr Shmuel Meshum to Amr Kra, because a pasuk says in Lech Lecha Lios Lecha Lelokim Lezaracha Acharecha, right? Which that the Shechina is with somebody. That's what Elohim here means. Only when, if you can know for certainty, with the zera comes from him. There's no suffix about this kid's yichus. So therefore, in order to prevent any sfeikos about who's the father of this child, lahavchin bein zar sharishon lezar shalsheni, we have to make sure beyond a shadow of a doubt that we can tell exactly who the father is. So as we wait for the 3 months between the zera of the first husband and the zera of the second, so what does that mean? Just to speak it out for a second, if she was pregnant from her first husband, then we're going to be noticeable at that point. So masav rav asks, that's kash from this based on brisa lefikach. Therefore, meaning because you have to wait 3 months, ger v'giyores tzrich nahamtin shlosha chadashim, a male who converts to Judaism or a female who converts to Judaism, and they were originally married to each other. They were I don't know, don't use names. Okay, whatever. They were non-Jewish people, and they were married to each other. So then they have to wait 3 months before they can get married to each other again after the conversion, right? One second. What do you mean? Who's the father? We know exactly who they are. It's clear. We know exactly who the parent is. So Hachanami says so too. Ikal havchi means zerash nizra bekedusha, lezerash lo nizra bekedusha. No, there still is a distinction that we need to make. We have to distinguish between the child who was conceived when his parents were Jewish, and we have to distinguish a child who was conceived when his parents were not Jewish. Rava gives different teretz, a different reason as to why it's a din derabanan, as to why you have to wait the 3 months, because we're concerned maybe the kid's going to be born, and they're going to incorrectly identify as the son of the mother's second husband, when really he's the son of her first husband. And that could come out, he could marry his sister from his father, right? Not knowing who they are. V'yabim eishes achiv me'imo. And he could do a yibum with the wife of his maternal brother, right? He'd be under the misconception that this was also his paternal brother. So that would be osir, because the only heter is the case is on brothers from the father, not on a brother from the mother's side. Okay? Another case where, if what? Now the mother's second husband died, and we thought he was the only one. V'yotzias imo l'shuk. He's going to, his mother going to go out to the market, meaning that she's going to be, l'otzias shuk means, doesn't mean she goes shopping in the marketplace, it means she's going to be permitted to marry anybody, because they're going to think that he was really the zera of the one who died, and that there's no yibum in this place. But that's not true. V'yiftar es yivimto l'shuk. Right? Another case that his maternal brother would die without a kid, and the brother's widow is now going to fall to Yibum, because they're going to think that the brother of the one who died, he knew Chalitza, and then he's going to be allowing her to get married. So we have to wait again in this case. So again, just to avoid these issues, that's why it's a din derabanan now, that she has to wait the 3 months before getting married to another man. Masiv Rav Chananya, so he's going to ask a kasha on this statement of Rava that we have to be actually confused as to who the father really was. All of these cases when the Chachamim came home and said that she can't get married, so that's because it's a concern about an erva. The kan mishum tekanas vlad. But here we're worried about not getting within 3 months because it's going to help the kid himself, right? The im isa, if Rava's really din was correct, it's we're only concerned about who the father is. Kulhu mishum tekanas erva. Then really everything is because of an erva. But the Bryce doesn't say like that. So it says no, we can still answer up for Rava. Yeah, we'll have to just explain the price differently. Hi mishum takanas vlad de lifka behu erva. No, what we mean is that it's a takana. We made this rule for the benefit of the vlad, of the child, the offspring. Why is that? Because we don't want to come to an issue of any erva of who we're not allowed to get married to. Where it continues, bishle matamtin shne chadashim betinose. Okay, then she shouldn't wait 2 months. Why can't she shouldn't wait 2 months and get married, right? Lo dahayna sveika, right? Because in that case they're going to have a suffix as to ibar tesha lekama. Is it 9 months from the from what? From the other one, from the first husband? Obar shiva lebasra, or is this a 7-month-old baby from the? Yeah, there's no sonograms. Right? You have to understand. So the child's born and have a suffix. It's been 2 months since between the two marriages. Is this a 9-month-old baby from the first husband, or is this a 7-month-old baby from the? From the second husband. So Ellis, that why 2 months can't make sense. Ella tamtin chodesh echad v'tinase. So do 1 month, right? Now, in those days, in the times of the Chazal, they assumed that a baby born during the 8th month was a nefel. It couldn't survive. But 7 months or 8 or 9 months could survive. It was what's called a ben kayama. Now, Baruch Hashem, due to modern advances in medicine, thank God there's many healthy 8-month-old babies. But that's the Gemara's assumption at this point. Tamtin chodesh echa v'tinase v'i l'shiva yalda, if she gives birth at after 7 months, hai bar shiva l'basrahu. We'll know that it was from her husband, from her second husband. I l'temanya yalda, she gives birth after 8 months of that, hai bar tisha l'kamahu. So we know that this is 9 months old and it's from the first. Why was she needing to wait 3 months? Inami l'tmanya yalda. Because even if she gives birth after 8 months, Igalameima de Basarhu, you could still say, no, the kid's coming from her second husband. Duma ishtauye ishtaha chodesh echad vi'abar. Because maybe she waited 1 month after her second marriage, and then she got pregnant. So therefore, the baby is only 7 months old, and that explains why it's a ben kayama. Somewhere asks, Tantin Shnei Chadashin Umechza Betinase. Okay, still trying to ask, let's wait 2.5 months, and then she should get married to her new husband. De'i L'shiva Yalda, because it's just speaking this out. If she gives birth after 7 months, Hai Bar Shiva L'Basrahu, then we know that this child is a 7th month old baby and it came from the second husband. I L'shita Opalga Yalda, if after 6.5 months, since she got married, she gives birth. Hai bar tisha lekamahu. We know that this is really a 9-month-old baby coming from her first husband. Ibar basrahu, because if it was the second husband, barshita opalga lochai, it can't live. 6.5, again, modern science, Baruch Hashem, is much more advanced, but back in the day, a 6.5-month-old baby was not a bar kayama. Inami, 1 second, no. Lashita opalga yalda, if really you would do 6.5 months she would give birth after 6.5 months. Iklameim or debasruhu, you could still say that it came from the second husband. Amar marzutra afil lemanda amar yoledes latisha eni yoledes lemuktoin. Because even according to manda amar holds that a woman who gives birth after 9 months doesn't give birth after incomplete, right? She'll carry a full term. Nevertheless, yalda l'shiva, yaledas l'mektoin. But a woman could, for 7 months, could give, an incomplete number of months, so it's still possible that really the child was born after 6.5 months. Shinemar, like the Pasuk says, vayihi l'tekufois hayomim. It came to pass when the seasons of days, he's talking about Chana, when she's pregnant with Shmuel, sumiyat tekufos shtayim. The minimum amount that tekufos must be is 2, right? And since each season of the year is 3 months, that's 6 months. Miut yomim shnayim, and miut rabim shnayim is that whenever we have a plural, so it has to be more than one because it's plural. Fine, but all I know is that it's 2. So miut rabim, miut yomim shnayim. When it says days, it must be 2. So comes out, one could say that Shmuel Hanavi was born after 6 months and 2 days. Okay. The Tam Team Mashahu Vatisa. Okay, so 1 second. Now New Gemara is going to ask like this. Just have her wait a Mashahu. Just the smallest amount of time. Could be less than a month, right? But then she'll get married. V'chimalu shlosha chadashim livdika. And then at the end, right, of her first marriage, check her body. Check the body to see if she's noticeably pregnant, right? If she is, then comes out, we know now that it was from her previous husband, because a milberis, you can't tell that she's really pregnant until 3 months, right? That's the whole story with Yehuda and Tamar, that it was 3 months later, and they recognized that she was pregnant. So Omer of Safra ain't boikines and nesuois. No, we don't go examining the body of a married woman. Shlo yizganu al baleihim. It's going to embarrass them. It's going to cause them shame in front of their husbands. Someone says, okay, so let's not physically examine, but v'nivdika behilucha. Let's see by the way she walks. A woman who's 3 months pregnant walks differently than a woman who is not pregnant. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, he says, no, isha machape atzma. A woman who really was pregnant from her previous husband, and she knows she's pregnant already, so she's going to cover herself. She's going to purposely walk in a way in which no one will be able to notice that she's pregnant, so that what's going to happen, this child who she is pregnant is going to be identified as the child of her next husband, kedei sheyirash b'no v'nichse ba'ala, so that her child that she's pregnant with, even though it's really from the first husband, she's going to be yore, she's going to inherit the nechosim of her new husband. So that's why we can't use any of these testing. We can't physically check the woman, we can't check by the way he walks. So Bekitzer, Gemara says it's ineffective to wait any less than 3 months. Okay, so the Gemara asks now, Heiche de Kimlan de Meuberes hi tinose. In the cases where we're sure, we're convinced that she is already pregnant, so in that case, she should get married immediately, right? right? There's no reason to wait. We know she's pregnant. Lama Tanya, then why do we learn in a Braisa, lo yiso adam uberes chavero uminekes chavero, that a person shouldn't get married to someone who's pregnant with someone else's child or who's nursing another child, right? Ve'inosa, and if he does, you know, violate this din, and he does marry her, yotzi v'lo yachzir olamis, then he has to divorce her, and then there's a knas that he can't get married to anymore. Because there was shematase ubro sandal, right? The reason why it is because maybe she's going to get pregnant a second time, and then the original one is going to become deformed into like the shape of a sandal, right? So it says ihochi, if so, right? Even his wife's pregnant with his own kid, didei nami, right? The same din should apply, right? His own child could be harmed chas v'shalom by having tashmis with her. So ilam anda omer b'moch, if you're going to tell me that no, we're talking about one, that we're talking about a young girl who's, it's dangerous for her to become pregnant, so she's allowed to use some sort of absorbent contraceptive, right? Then also we're talking here b'moch. We're talking about a woman who is doing this type of contraceptive. V'i lamanda omer min hashemayim yirachamu, and if, according to one who says that a ketan is allowed to have tashvish in a regular way, and then Shemayim, they're going to have a rachmanis on her and prevent anything bad from happening to. So also, min haShemayim yirachamu, same din over here, that Hashem's going to have rachmanis on her. One says, one second, hachinami, in this case over here, right, with the woman who is meuberes, she's pregnant with the child from somebody else, so then you could use also, ilamandam or moch, if you're going to tell me that she's using a contraceptive device. So then, okay, so here too, b'moch. Ilamanda omer min hashemayim yirachamu. So also here, min hashemayim yirachamu. So what's the din? So el mashum dechasa. The reason why there's a prohibition against marrying a woman who's pregnant from somebody else is because that there's pressure. When the couple has relations, they have tashmish, so that could damage the vlad. Damage the uber, I should say. Okay, so one second. Then even if a woman is pregnant with her husband's child, right? Not it's his own child. So then we should still be concerned, right? The concern of this pressure during tashmish that could happen. So it says didei chayes ilvei. No, when it's his own child, he knows his wife's pregnant with his own kid. So then he's not gonna, he's gonna be careful not to put too much pressure, right? Hachanami chayes ilvei. So too also. Right, when it's another man's child that she's pregnant with, so he's not going to try to harm somebody. He'll be careful not to pressure his wife during tashmish. So Ella, none of these reasons apply. Stam uberes the manika kaima. Really, the reason why is because a regular woman who's uberes is ready to nurse it. Right now, on the top of a medbez. Duma I abra, so we should, maybe she's going to get pregnant. Umi akir chalva, and then her milk is going to dry up, right? And then bekotlole, that lack of milk is going to kill the newborn child. Someone says ihachi didenami. Again, all these concerns that you're talking about with somebody else's child, this would apply for his own kid. The same concern would apply. Someone says no didei for his own kid memasma. For his own kid, she's gonna feed eggs and milk. That's gonna be a substitute for that. Didonami b'masmamale b'beitzim v'cholov. So even if it's the child from someone else, they'll give them. One says no, lo yahi blabal. The husband's not gonna give money to buy food for a kid that's not his own. But at least by ine liyorshim. Okay, so she could. Go after the yorshim from her first husband. They're like, one. This is your brother, your whatever, your relative. This is I'm pregnant from your father, whatever it is. So no, Omer baye isha boshel avol beis din v'horeg says b'no. Very sad case. A woman's too embarrassed to come to beis din to go to take these other family members from her previous husband to beis din to provide the mizonos, and therefore memela horegis es b'no. Not really physically, but because she's not going to get the food that this child needs, her child's going to effectively die as a result of that. Okay, then continues the Mishnah. This din of havchon of waiting 3 months between the termination of the first marriage and beginning the getting married a second time. Achas besulas v'achas be'ula applies both to a virgin and to a be'ula. Sehenihu besulos vehenihu arusos. Right, which women are called the besulos and which ones are called the arusos? Heininu beulos veheininu nesuyos. Which ones are gone? I mean, it seems like these are synonymous, right? Because if she's a besula, that means she didn't have; she only had the first stage of marriage. So Amr Yehuda halchi ka'amra. This is what it means in the Mishnah. Achas besulos veachas beulos shenis armalu o shenis garshu. We're talking about besulos and beulos who are either widowed or divorced. Bein min ha'erusin, whether they had just the first stage of erusin. Bein min ha'nisuin, whether they had the second full complete marriage, the erusin, the kedushin, right? The nisuin. I mean, yeah, erusin in the nisuin. The Mishnah doesn't list different categories, but it's just telling us a klal. Rabbi Elazar lo alibe medrasha. One time, Rabbi Elazar didn't come to Beis Medrash. Ashkechi Ravasi, and he found Ravasi. Amar Leni said to him, "My Amar Rabbanim Bevei Midrasha. What did they say over in Beis Medrash today? I couldn't make it." So Amar Leni, he said, "Hachi Amar B'Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan said, "Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi." That he said over the halacha is like the opinion of Rabbi Yosi that a woman's allowed to have the Erusin before the 3 months have passed, because the reason for waiting doesn't apply in the case of Erusin. From the fact that Yochanan said this, it seems that there's someone who is chulik, who argues on him, even though we don't necessarily have anyone recorded like that. In, he says, yeah. If you have a case where a woman who's certainly not pregnant, right, when her husband died, she hadn't lived with him, right? Because she was always running, like, to her father's house. Oshahaya lo kas bebeis baalo. They were always angry in her husband's house. Oshahaya baalo chavush lebeis asun. Her husband was in jail the whole time. Oshahaya baalo zokin. Her husband was elderly. Ochola, he was sick. Oshahaya sehi chola, or she herself was sick. Oshahi pila achar misas baalo, or she had a miscarriage after her husband died. Oshahaya sa akar, she was a barren. I was a king. She was old. Oh, Katana, or she was a young girl. Oh, Islandess, she's an Islandess, wasn't developed to have this. Oh, She'ain Ru'uya Lele, or she wasn't able, I should say, Ru'uya, you know, unsuited to give birth. So even though the reason for waiting in all these cases doesn't apply, Tzricha Lahamtin Shlosha Chadoshim, you have to wait 3 months. Divrei Rebbe Meir. This is the Shita of Rebbe Meir. Right, Rabbi Yehuda matir le'ores linase miyad. Rabbi Yehuda allows any type of these types of women, again, running away or husbands in jail, v'chule, all the ones we just said. So you see from what you see what they can get married right away. You see the brisa that that whether a woman has to wait 3 months, right, even when the reason doesn't apply, is a machlokas. It is a machlokas, even when we could say for certainty she wasn't around, she had a miscarriage, whatever it is. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Chozer bo Rabbi Yochanan. No, Rabbi Yochanan was Chozer. He retracted. He reversed and said again. He said that the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. So Amar Rabbi Yosi ihader be, right? If he went back, b'mas nisin the karma hader be, then he's going back from the mishnah of the kerem. This is referring to kerem b'yavna. Right, there were one of the places where the Sanhedrin was used to teach. Titanya, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Benosh Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, Shamati Mepi Chachamim BeKeren BeYavna. I heard from the Chachamim who were in the Keren BeYavna that Kulan Tzrichos Lahantin Shlosha Chadoshim. They held that, and right, in all these cases in the Braisa, they all need to wait 3 months. Right, so you have the Chachamim who are in KBY and Keren BeYavna, and they hold like Rabbi Yosi. So then the halacha is vade going to be like, and that's how we paskin. So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiel Rabbi Zreika. So he said to him, Ki Ailat Lekaimed Rabbi Avahu Rami Le. When you go to Rabbi Avahu, I want you to ask him. Rami Le little means like Ram is to lift up, like we say in English. I want you to raise a contradiction. Vusep is a lotion of raising, but that's where it comes from. Rami Le, ask the following contradiction. Miyom Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Yosi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Did he really say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi? Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kestam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha always follows a stam mishnah. Stam means where there's no author, right? It's an author, it just states the halacha. Utanan, right? We learned the following: Kol hanashim lo yinasu lo yisarsu ad shehulahem shlosha chadashim. Women can't get married, right? They can't do the erusin until they wait 3 months. Achas besulois va'achas beulois, both to a besula, a virgin, and a beula, a woman who has had relations. So Amr Lei, Dir Maloch Ha, Lochash Lekimche. The one who asks you this question, right? Lochash Lekimche. He's not concerned for his kemach, for his flower. He's not concerned for his flower. It's a few different interpretations. Rashi understands what this means. Lochash Lekimche means that he's he's not concerned about the things that he produces. That's what it means. And the Orach learns that he's not worried about his flour. It means he has to get energy. When you eat bread, which is made from flour, you have energy. But here, he wasted so much energy, asking us. He didn't study enough for this question. Avraham Nahar says that a person is not aware of his own flour. He doesn't taste his own food. Meaning he's not paying attention. He's not paying attention to what he says. So that's what he means. Lo chash lekimche. He's not paying attention. Again, Rashi, you have the Orach, you have Avraham Nahar. So stam va'achakach machlokesi. When you have stam, just a general halacha, and then you have a machlokas after it, ain halacha kistam. Then the halacha does not follow the stam opinion. The Amar Rav Papa, the Itaim Rav Yochanan, machlokas v'achar kach stam, halacha kistam. When you have this din, when the Mishnah first has a machlokas, then it says stam, so then the halacha follows the stam. But if the opposite, if it's stam va'achar kach machlokas, if you have just a general case and then comes the machlokas, ain halacha kistam. So it doesn't follow the stam. It's just in each case it's like to be just more of a summary of that. So the Gemara continues and gives a little bit more for a little more of the story. We'll just go a few more lines. Mistamech va'azur Rabbi Avahu va'akasve de Rabbi Nachum Shemai. So Avahu used to walk leaning on the shoulder of Rabbi Nachum, who was his shamish, and along they would talk and learning. Mankate va'azur hilchasa mine. He would gather, they'd walk, they'd get the halacha. He'd ask him. They'd talk and learning. He'd find out. So boy mine, Rabbi Nachum asked the following question: Machlokis va'achar kach stam mai. What's the din if you have a machlokis recorded and then after it says stam? So Amr Lei. Well, says to him, halacha kistam. The halacha is like the stam. Then he asked him, stam va'achach malochis mai. What's the din in, again, he asked, the first question was machlokis and stam. And I flips it, says, if you have stam and va'achach malochis mai, what's it then? Amalei ein halacha kistam. That the halacha is not like the stam opinion. Okay, so then Rabbi Nachman asks him, stama de masnisin u'machlokis bebraisa. What's the din if you have stam in a Mishnah, but you have a machlokas in a Braisa? My, what's the din over there? So Amar Lei, halacha kistam. The halacha follows like the stam opinion in the Mishnah. Machlokas b'masnisin u'stam b'braisa. My, what's the din? You have a machlokas in a Mishnah, and then you have stam in a Braisa. What's the din over there? So Amar Lei, and I just go to the top now of Mem Gimel. V'chi Rebbe lo shana. If Rebbe didn't teach this, right? In a Mishnah, so then Rabbi Chiya, Menayin Lo. Where would Rabbi Chiya, who is his Talmud, the one who wrote the Braisas, where would he have known it? So you see, from the Stam in the Braisa, it's really the Machlokas in the Mishnah. The fact that it was recorded Stam in a Braisa just shows that Rabbi Chiya Paskin this way, like that opinion, but that necessarily can't be a Raya to that is the actual accepted Halacha. Okay, in Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick it up with Mem Gimel next time.